Okay. I want to move further now in the Siman Tzadiches, just to kind of tie a few things together. A couple of ha'aras, which are things we touched upon, but not going to say to tie them together. So first of all, just by way of a quick review, so assume when we're dealing with the tarobis of min b'shen amina, we're going to leave out yavish b'yavish now, the whole siman about it later, we talked about it, but generally, by, let's say, lach v'lach, lach b'yavish, so by min b'shen amina, according to most Rishonim, it's batal, right, the issue is batal in the heter, if there is no tam, or if there is shishin, which for our purpose is more or less the same idea, either you can't discern the flavor. We had a question, do you have to also, I think we said the rush, some Rishonim say you require tasting it and you require, but for our purposes, again, most Rishonim is both. If either there's no tam or there is shishin, that's because we assume that tam kikar is daraisa. That's Rov Rishonim. Tam kikar is daraisa. So since tam kikar is daraisa, you have to ascertain that there's no tam or that there is shishin, in which case halachically there's no tam. And that's the requirement by min b'she'eino mino. We had the sheet of the Rambam, who many assume. Most assume, certainly until the days of Chaim, most assume that the Rambam held the Tam Kikar is only Rabbanan. So he mentions Kezayis Bichdei Achilas Pras. That was that middle, not exactly the middle number-wise, but I'm saying a different sheet. It's not Ro, it's not Shishim either, right? So you require the Bittel is Kezayis Bichdei Achilas Pras, okay, which is basically either what, 1 and 6 or 1 and 8. Again, the Pras we said was either 3 Beitzim or 4 Beitzim. That was Machlokes Rashi and Rambam. The Beitzah is 2 kezaisim, so we're talking about a kezais. The kezais is either 6 or it's a kezais and 8, depending on the shonim. That's it. You don't say tam kikar is daraisa, it's batal in that amount. That we discussed already. That's min b'sheino mino, and by min b'mino, so there we had a machokas tanoim, a machokas amoroim, and a machokas, apparently, rishonim as well. According to Rabbi Huda, and that was accepted by Rabbi Shmuel, and apparently accepted by Rashi and some Rishonim, that min b'mino is never batal d'oraisa. Min b'mino d'oraisa is not batal. Okay, whereas the Chachamim against Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish together against Rav and Shmuel, and many Rishonim, ultimately that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens, that min b'mino is batal b'rov mid'oraisa, and mid'rabbanan it's batal b'shishin gzera otu min b'sheino mino. Okay, so that's just a quick review of the different positions. Again, min b'sheino mino, most Rishonim hold is batal either in shishim or with lack of tam. Okay, but tam kikar is deraisa, that's on the deraisa level. Min b'mino, according to some, is never batal, but according to the dominant position, it's batal b'rov mid'oraisa, and mid'rabbanan it's batal b'shishim because it's zero ato min b'sheino mino. We had a different reason behind it according to the Rambam, it's not like zero ato, it's a greater rov. Okay, but that's just in terms of setting up some background. All right. So in Siman Tzadiches against Sif Aleph, we read it, and the Mechaber recommends Kfeilah. So just a couple of auras, again, to wrap that sugya up that we discussed. The question is, why should we believe a goy who is Mesiach of Tumah, on this case, L'chor, we're dealing with a deraisa. So we had a number of different approaches, okay? And one is that, well, if you hold Tom Kikers with Rabbanan, there's no problem, because it's like any other Rabbanan, we would rely on an Akko Mesiach of Tumah by the Rabbanan. Okay, if you don't hold that it's Rabbanan, then you have to come up with other answers. So the Taz suggested that it's not a case of Eidus. When do we say that it didn't Eidus? Okay, then we don't rely on a Sikhli Tumah. We don't, but here it's not a didn't Eidus. The Shach says, well, it's a Milsa David Gluye, right? If the Goyal tells you it tastes like this now, 2 minutes later, you're going to eat it. He looks like a fool because he told you something's not true. So it's Milsa David Gluye. That's why you can rely on the Sikhli Tumah. Others say that since it's not as Chazak Isura. Others say that if we have a kvela, so if we insist on a kvela, actually, so the guy's not going to want to ruin his reputation if you insist against what the Rashbam and some Rishonim say. It has dafke a case, like Tosafot says, right? It has to be somebody who is known as an expert with food, so he's not going to want to ruin his reputation by telling something that's not true, you know, because people will think he doesn't have such a sensitive palate, maybe he's not such a good chef, etc. So that's what I can believe, and that's only if you hold the dafke a kvela, which the Shulchan Aruch didn't seem to say you have. And the last thing, the last opinion we had was a creative suggestion from the Plesi. Again, this is just reviewing some Yom Zaharis and Sifalov. Was a sheet of the Plesi who said, well, basically, the whole thing is only Drabbanan. What do you mean, how's only Drabbanan? Because all you're really letting the Jew do, all the Goy's testimony is letting the Jew do, is first taste it. If the Jew tastes it and sees that it's taka, yet has the flavor of the issur, so of course you're not to keep eating it. Oh, sorry, I always said it's not what I mean. You can tell yourself. So tasting the place he proposed, that's only drabanan. Right? The issur, to imas issur, is only drabanan. That's the place he's creating suggestion. Right? You did say this, huh? Yeah. So he says that therefore, ultimately, we're only dealing with the din drabanan. Once the Jew tastes it, realizes taka flavor of the issur, so of course not a complete. You're eating just because of the non-Jew status, there's no flavor. He tasted this flavor. And the actual te'ima. So that itself is not so partial. I should mention what I just said before about these different shittas. You want to look, the Bir HaGron, the Cotton Hay, summarizes some of these different shittas by why we believe the Gemara said we too much. Some of these shittas are summarized by the Gro and Sivkot and Hay. The Pisrei Tshuva and Sivkot and Aleph, kind of expanding on the Taz, discusses, is that automatically true? Is that always true? Is that the Te'ima, is Mutter Te'ima? That's not so poshut. That's what the Gemara Eibush says in the place. It's not so poshut that Te'ima, we talked about Te'ima by a fast day. Remember, we're not allowed to eat, but it really comes out based on the Taz and based on Pisrei Tshuva that there are different types of Te'ima. Right, this one type of te'ima is where I taste a little bit. Te'ima is a matter of quantity. I taste a little bit and swallow. I taste a little bit, but I swallow. Another din of te'ima is where you taste it and spit it right out. Right, you put it in your mouth, taste it, and spit it out. You don't swallow it. Another te'ima is you don't even put it in your mouth. You stick your tongue. I think I mentioned called the tongue tasting. Right, you stick out your tongue. Nothing goes into your mouth. So there are different types of te'ima which are applicable in different areas. Okay, The Shach, the Shach of the Taz, they talk about the Gemara, the Poskim earlier, talk about an animal, I mentioned this again, which has, there was a suffix where the animal had a gallbladder or not. And if it doesn't have a gallbladder, it's a trefer. A gallbladder, it's called Mora, Memresh Hay, okay, the same reason why the place was called Mora in yesterday's setting, namely the bitter taste. Right, yesterday the water was bitter, so it's called Mora. So the gallbladder also apparently is very bitter. So if you want to ascertain that the gallbladder was actually there, so you taste that thing on the meat, if you taste the bitterness, you know that it was there. Right? So that's what they allow. The Pshach allows you to taste with your tongue, allows you to taste to ascertain. If you don't taste the bitterness, you realize no gallbladder, so now it's trafe. All right, so that's a question, again, which the Pisrei Tshuva discusses, is that a special din? Is that an automatic din that teaches you all the time, whenever there is a suffix issue, you can just taste it? Okay? Again, if you don't taste it, then it's a trafe. So how can you taste? You can taste it because it's only a taste and it's not eating it. But the Shach seems to hold that it's only a special din there because there some say that there's a mucker. You can taste something also, right? Again, the stakes here are high. It may be a trefer, right? So if you taste, but you're allowed, nevertheless, at least taste with your tongue, so that perhaps is a mucker for allowing you to taste something which is usher or potentially usher, like in our case as well. As the two were discussed, the Shach there may only allow it there because there it's a row, even more than a row. The carved levadai, most animals have a gallbladder. Right? This one seems to have disappeared with the rest of the meat. But lemaisa, most animals do have a gallbladder, right? So therefore, the row, the carved levadai, it's a suffix, carved levadai that has it. Okay, and the question now, you can extend that to an actual suffix. Let's say, again, I was actually discussing this weekend. Today, you buy meat that's already salted. Right? You don't have to buy. It used to be for smicha and our yeshiva, and mostly you had to learn hilchos malicha, right? Which we may at the end of the day maybe go over some highlights. But I mean, you had to learn hilchos malicha because that was no gear for a rabbi who was supervising, and your grandparents, certainly your great grandparents, your great grandmother salted meat in the house. You bought the meat from the slaughterhouse and you got to salt it yourself. So I remember my father, Moses von Rocha, lived for a time out of town. My wife visited him, when I visited him once. And, he had meat, but the meat was very, very salty. And when I was eating the meat, I thought, "What? This meat is salted?" Because he salted it himself to get rid of the dung. Because where he lived, was by that time already around here, it wasn't a problem. He was living out of town for a while. So the meat that he got was shipped from wherever. So it wasn't salted. So he salted it himself. So that's also a suffering. You're not sure if meat was salted. So taste it. So again, the Kaz says it's mutter based on the gallbladder case. It's not so partial that you can extend it to all those cases. But the Anasan Ebeshit says you can extend it to our case, right? Of the kfeilah, because all he's doing is tasting it. He doesn't taste it, he eats the whole thing. But he's telling you that there's no time issur, so you're just tasting it. Your first taste is maximum darbon, and that's why you can believe him. Okay, so much about that. Then one other comment on this part of the sieve. and that is the Sif Aleph, and that is the actually two other comments, if I may. The question, we discussed one part of it already. The Ramah concludes we don't rely on Kfela. Right? We don't rely on Kfela anymore. And the question we asked is, well, why not? I mean, you know, it's not in the Mechatz, it's in the Gemara. Right? And the Gemara says, who was it? Rabbah says, sometimes the Chacham said it's Tam, sometimes it's this, sometimes it's Kfela. So how come all of a sudden comes the Ramah and says, well, we don't rely on Kfela anymore? Why not? Okay, why can't you rely on Kfela? So that's what the Bekiva Eger wonders in the Chiddush Bekiva Eger, the Ramah Sefer Ein Noag. And we gave one answer. So he said, because everything I just said, there were so many different questions of why it is that we rely on the Kfela B'Sifrit. Does it have to be the Sifrit Tomos, a Dafka, somebody, some of those Shittas can't, I pointed out last time, as Rabbi Yeager says, can't coexist. Right? If you're insisting upon a Kfela, the way Tosa says, it has to be a guy who's a food expert, so it's Dafka, not the Sifrit Tomos. What do you mean? You want him to know that we're depending on you, sir. We're approaching you because you know you have expertise in this area. So on the other hand, if it's specifically to me, you don't want them to know that you're depending on them. So there's so many different shittas that says this Rabbi Akiva Eger, well, we simply don't do Kfela anymore, we use Shishim, because of all these options, all these theories, and things can't go together. But, that I told you last night, but Rabbi Akiva Eger goes on and asks, okay, but 1 minute, why can't we rely on Kfela in the case of Nisa Drabbanon? Okay. In other words, you look in the Ramah. It says, "Ein noagim akshav lismocha over kochavim u'misharin hakol b'samach." Right. That's what he says. But Rabbi Akiva Eger wonders, "We'll hold everything." Okay. Maybe we should at least rely on a drabbanon. V'ulam l'fi zeh b'drabbanon. Okay. The mahani b'chol makom l'fi tumo. That's not that kol shas. You can rely on a goy b'simply tumo within drabbanon. All of a sudden, here comes out for Kip. We're more machmir. Well, why can't you, you know, why can't you rely on the Sivu Tumo? You know, Vulam Lefiz Zev Yisrabon and Mahani Bichol Machmir Tumo. Halom Ahanta Bikfeil the Sivu Tumo. Vulomer the Chashin Lashitas Rashi Vulom Samach Lom Mahani Tima. Okay, so he says, the Kibeger wonders why we wouldn't rely on a, by Drabona. So he says, basically, it goes back to that machlokas, and this is the kind of the key machlokas of this part of Sin Tzadikhev. Right? What is the din? What is the whole bittul? Right? That was the chakir I mentioned the first day, and I talked a little more last time. And it goes back to this machlokas, the Shachar Amor, regarding Basar Tam Azlina or Basar Shmo Azlina. Do we, at the end of the day, do we care about Tam? Okay, according to the Shach, everything revolves around Tam. Yes, we care about Tam, right? According to others, we care about the shame. It's not a matter of time. It's a matter of bittul. It's a din. It's a din that this bittul. And the fact that there may in Metzias be flavor, that doesn't bother me. It's a din of bittul. Right? That was the chakir that we presented. So, Kiva Eger says over here that Shishim is a din of bittul. Okay? It's not an issue of time. This is, and therefore, says the Kiva Eger, in effect, that the Ramah here, who says that we don't rely on trailers, Ramah Lashitaso, okay, in Siv Beis, he doesn't say it that way, but that's what comes out. Right? In other words, the Ramallah, she talks on Siv Beis, and we say Basar Shema, we don't care. I'm over-exaggerating, I don't care, but the halakha is not determined by the Metzias of Tam, okay? Basar Shema is Linan, so therefore we need Shishim, and Kfela doesn't matter, so we'll bypass Kfela. Let's go to Shishim. It's Batul B'Shishim. Okay, so once they're Bittul B'Shishim, the fact that the guy can taste it, he can't taste it, that's not of interest to us. There's a din of bittul b'shishim. It's a din bittul, okay? And therefore, you know, kfela doesn't work. Now, the nafkamina would come up in the following case. That's what the Shach asks or says in Sifkarten A. Because the Shach says, in addressing the same issue, why the Ramah didn't say, the Ramah says we can't rely on kfela anymore. The Shach says, because basically, you know, we don't want to rely on a goy, it's a din in a goy. Okay, but the nafkamina will be, that's what the Shach says, mashma davka v'kochavim. Okay, davka v'kochavim. Because he's medayik in the Lashon, it says, eino gash l'smocha v'kochavim. What about a case where the guy tasting is a Jew, like the Truma case? Right, you have Truma and Chulin got mixed together, so I want to find out if there's a taste. I'll ask the Kohen, because he can eat either way. Right? Can you rely on that? Can you rely on that? So the Shach seems to say, yes, aval te'imas Yisrael samchinen. Okay, the Shach would say, we can rely on a Jew, However, the Shach quotes, the Levush holds, that no, even a Timas Kohen is no good. So, we're not going to allow it anymore either. When the Ramah says we're not going to allow a Kfela, we don't allow a Kfela in any case. It has nothing to do with it. So again, that's the same Lashitasa. According to the Shach, that everything revolves around, everything in effect revolves around Tam. Okay? So, therefore, you know, the Shach could argue that what? That, that everything depends upon Tom. So therefore, the Shach would conclude that okay, the issue is only a goy. So therefore, a Jew tells us there's no Tom or a lie. It's a nemonist question. However, it works out. So that's the Shach l'shitasom, right? The Shach distinguishes between a kfeila Jew and a kfeila non. A kfeila non. Okay, so it's a nemonist question. However, we answered it. We're afraid the goy's not going to tell the truth. Whatever it may be. Okay, but a Kohen, a Jew telling, tasting, or a guy wants to, in a case, a guy wants to tell someone that's milking your fleshing. I can't eat it away. I'm not, right? You just got to know you're fleshing now, right? So you can't eat it. Well, you ask me, does it have a taste of butter in it? So I can't eat it because I'm not fleshing. Good. So that's believable, right? That's what the Shach says, because everything revolves around Tom. But according to the rest of us who say that what? That Tom's not really the Iker, Bittel, Shishim is a din and Bittel, so to speak. So then, it doesn't matter whether the kfeila is a Jew, kfeila is a non-Jew. We're going to go, always going to go by Shishim, and we're not going to worry about Tom. So I'm just saying, that's what it plays out, that it's a nafkamina in the same, you know, the same machlokas. Right? Everyone got it? So that's just, again, as I said, I think the first day, that question, whether it's Tom Adin or Bittul, or whether the Rav talked about it, others talk about it, you know, is really an underlying machlokas that an impact a number of cases. According to what we're putting together now from the Kibbutz and the Shach, okay, the Shach, the Shitoso, that it's a matter of time, so you can't trust the guy, fine, okay, whatever the reason, we don't, has no nemanis, but the Jew will be able to, and the Levush, that the Shach quotes, holds the other way. Levush holds, and no, it's Bosso Shmoz, you know, when I answer the Tom, we're always going to go by Shishim, and therefore even the Jew, we're not going to listen, Kohen can tell whatever he wants, and it's either Shishim or it's not Shishim, and that's what we look at. Okay, so that's the, another aspect of that machlokas, yeah.
Go back to Piskei Tshuva.
Yeah.
He said that the Rambam will learn the Gemara as Kfeila dropped after the...
What's
in Hay? Hey.
Piskechua in Hay?
Yeah. The Groh, sorry.
Oh, the Groh, yeah. Okay. The B.R. Groh in Hay, yeah. That the... Shitzar Farshbo, where are you reading now?
Well, Rambam Farsh Kfeila Lab Dafkel should block you by Akaras Hatam. What's the difference?
Between Akaras Hatam and Kfeila.
I think... Practically, what will the difference be? Because again, because the fact is, I have to think about it. The fact is, Rambam never mentioned the word kfeila.
Right.
Okay, and Rambam also never mentioned Masechta Tumah. Mm-hmm. So that's why he's kind of in the middle. Because lechor, if you don't require kfeila, so then you should require Masechta Tumah. If you don't require this. And he's kind of like, so he has a middle sheet. I have to think of it. I'm going to look at it carefully. Okay, but that's what's prompting that. Because, you know, either it should be Masechta Tumah.
Right.
You know, Masechta Tumah and Kfeila are opposites, basically. Yeah, the Rambam doesn't, you know, the Chosh got to mention one or the other. So Rambam kind of has this middle position. Okay? That's what drives him. The Piskei Tshuva, it's a cotton base, just one other, this other Arab. You know, we said, the Ramon says that the word Masharon HaKol B'Shishim. So there's a long, not so long, but the Piskei Tshuva in Cotton Bays discusses, among other things, how when you Mashar B'Shishim, how do you measure Shishim? Is it weight? Is it, you know, that's the old question. You know this question from, you know, from Matzahs. Is it volume? Is it, you know, so we generally assume that's what the Piskei Tshuva says, we're dealing with volume. Okay, and the measure in the shishim, when you're mishar b'shishim, it's volume. Okay, the difference would be if you have an item that's, you know, let's say a question of bread, because I said bread. You know, there's a lot of air in some bread. Sometimes you break open a challah, there's almost no, you know, there's a lot of air, right? So the question is that mitzarif to the spongy item, you have to kind of mush it together to get. That's a whole discussion I'm sure you've come across in the past about matzah. You know, Kesayis matzah has to be that you broke it up, everything, you know, and you made this, and you had it all fit into your mouth, or you eat the whole kesayis at one time, all kinds of unusual chumras by chilas matzah. That's what it's based on. It's actually one of the places where you have a shtickle steer in the Mishnah Berurah, because the Mishnah Berurah by Hilchos Brochas, if I'm not mistaken, the Mishnah Berurah says, that, you know, you can count the airspace and by his face up, although I think he's told on Mora, not Matzah, you can't count. But anyway, the Pesach Tshuva says you Mishayar by volume. Okay, so so much for Sif Aleph. Let's move now to Sif Beis, Sim Tzarekhez, Sif Beis. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says, Im Nis'arev Min Bemino. Again, we read part of this, but we'll go by there. Im Nis'arev Min Bemino. Okay, you have a mixture of Min Bemino, which we said again is Batamir with the Raisa. You're a Bonan, it's Batal Beshishim, Zero Atar, right? So Nis'arev Min Bemino, Vinishbach. And then it spilled, the soup spilled, the food spilled out. It's not there. Be'inyan She'ein Yechon Lamadol of Lashara. Now there's no way to measure. We don't know how to measure it now. So says the Mechaber, Im Noda Shehoyo Rubo Heter. If we know that there was Rove, it was clear that there was Rove Heter. Okay? In other words, we know that there's Rove Heter. We just don't know whether there was Shishin. Okay? Again, the conclusion of Sif Aleph was, as we said before, you always require Shishin. Let's go over it again. I just want to make sure everyone gets it clear. The conclusion is, both by Min Bimino and Rishen Amino, you require Shishin. Good. The question is, by Min Bimino, the requirement is Darabonim. And Rishen Amino, it's Doraisa. Okay, Nafkamina, as always, between some of the rice and the bottom, in case of a suffix. Okay, so here we have a suffix, right? The thing spilled out. So Rove, there was. Okay, and I'm talking about Min Bimino. So Rove, there was. So Bittul, the rice, there is. Now the only question is the Shishim, so we're dealing with a Rabban question, right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Okay, Nishbach, Bin She'en Yichon Lamelo Sharo, no da Shaharuba Heter. Okay, so therefore it's Mutter. Okay, why is it Mutter? Because suffix Rabban Lakula. The only suffix is with the Shishim. Since it's Min Bimino is only requires Shishim Drabbanon. So here we're dealing on a Drabbanon plane. Everyone got that? However, Im Lo No Dasha Ruba, if you don't know that is Ruba Heter, then also, if you don't know that it's Rove, you didn't even know that, then it's also why? Because if it's Rove, you don't even know that it's Rove, then you're dealing on a Deraisa problem. A Deraisa problem, so you have to be Machmer, Sheikha Deraisa, Lechumra. Okay? And then it's on that. So on that comment to the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says, well, how do you measure? How do you determine what's Mimina B'Shenim? Is it Bosa Shema or Bosa Tam? And that's what he says in Bosa Shema. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said. This is based on Torah Sabayas Aruch, I printed in Source 8. Rosh Bor writes, and Av Yudal, Mun Aleph, Baist Al, Shar Aleph, the Hilcha, and he spells it out. So good to look at it, okay? Chaticha, Hilcha, Chatichas Nevela, who cares about? Shanafel Kedera Shal Yerokas. Okay, that's Min B'She'en Omin. Oh, Bosso Shinofel Kdera Shal Cholov. Oh, Behefe. Kain Kaf Choleves. Bas Yomo. Shania Brakdera Shal Bosso. Oh, Behefe. Again, the word. The Kodem Shehispik Lashar Nishbuk De Levato Tamo Nishba. Oh, Nevek. It's also Osso Misofek. The Havel is Sekin of Isol Chumra. Okay? All the cases that Rashbo just presented. Again, it's just a clear presentation. That's why I put it in the Makaris. Okay? But all those cases are cases of Min Mishayin Omina, right? It's meat that got mixed up with vegetables, or it's a milk. You know, a milk in the spoon that got mixed up, all Min B'Shein Omino situations, okay? So therefore, and it got spilled out, now we have, so since it's Min B'Shein Omino, so we assume Min B'Shein Omino requires Shishim Daraisa. So now it's spilled out, we can't measure it, so we're dealing with the Sveika Daraisa. Therefore, Sveika Daraisa, Huma, Avol, continues the Rashbo. Im Chatich is the middle, enough of Der Shoposa, Shchuto, you had treif meat, taken out non kosher meat, that got mixed up with kosher meat. We know this rove. And now, benevad, or nitok tzoso, some got taken out, some spilled out, or whatever. Kodim shamidol biru, shiro hare zemutu, dibre kulam. Okay? V'chein v'chol min b'mino, demin b'mino, dibre akol, batul v'rove, dvar Torah. El sheikh biru, ala b'dibre, ma haskul shishim, kisur Torah, sveik adabon l'kulam. So again, I suppose, that spells it out clearly, that's why I thought you should see it there. Okay? The Shach and Sivkot involved at the beginning. So long Sivkot, we already referred to something about Shach. That's where he, that's where his Shach and Sivkot involved is his position paper on the, you know, Bosa Taimel's there, not Bosa Shmo. But at the beginning, the Shach just spells out the situation here, right? By Min Bimino, it's Bottom Rove Doraisa. Shishim is only required Drabonah. So if you know there was Rove, the only suffix is Shishim. So it's make or make or suffix of Kula. Okay, so again, I like the Rashi says the Shach also spells it out clearly there. Sivkot involved, the beginning of that Sivkot. There's an interesting comment that the Ramah makes in a dark emotion. Perhaps a surprising comment. Because since we're talking about the distinction, which the Rashi mentions, Shach mentions, Sveika the Raisa, Sveika the Rabbanah Kula, which we know, so the Rashbo, the Ramot, the dark emotion. Here in some tzaddikas, Os Beis, the dark emotion writes, because of Isav Heter, Klal Lamed Zayin, Tafilu Nafal Cholav Lipsar Oath. Ashikhilov. Sar oath, the Hudrabanan, Afilo Hachi Mishpacha, no, could be Cholov also, right? The Humidrabanan, Cholov. Nafel Cholov, Upsar oath, the Humidrabanan, Afilo Hachi in Nishpach Asa. Asa Cholov. Okay, what happens here? Says the Ramoa, if milk fell into Sar oath, which is only Drabanan, still, if Nishpach, so we're going to ask it. Again, if Mimishen Omino, right? That's what we're going to ask it. So says the Ramon Dake Moshe, period, end of report, right? Which should be a little bit surprising. Why? Because Psar Of and Cholov, Drabanan. So we just said, that when the whole suffix to begin with, only Drabanan, then we have the right to make them. So what's that's what I'm all right. It just says, quotes it from the Yisra Hetter. So the Shach here in Sikkot and Zion, next Sikkot, is very much bothered by this. He quotes, Kosu B'Torah's Chakos, that's the Ramon, Kal Pehe, it's also in the Dark Emotion, as we just saw. He quotes this din, okay, that Cholof fell into Basa, which only is Psar Ov, and Nishpach. We don't know what the Mishishim. So it's also, and he says, because Tom Kiker is the Raisa, the Shach is, what do you mean? The whole Suffolk is on the Din Rabbanan anyway. Okay, so even if it's not Shishim, maximum, you're going to violate an Isra Rabbanan. So why in the world are we Machmen? Okay, very, very puzzling Psach. So Shach says, well, if you remember, we learned how this was called, there was a Shita that Psar Of is also the Raisa. Psar Of is also the Raisa. Okay, there was such a Shita. And we had the Mishnah, right? So we learned that. So there is such a Shita. Now it just so happens that that's how Issa Heter paskins. So therefore, there's no Kash on Issa Heter who paskins that we're not dealing with Issa Drabanan. That's the sort of Issa Heter, so to speak, with Shitoso. Right? There is such a day that Psar Of Pachal with the Raisa. So therefore, we're choshish for that day. And that's how the Yisrael had their paskins. And so says the Shach. So says the Shach. The problem is, okay, if you take a look, you look at the very end of the Shach. He says, the Ein Chilik, also Tamei, he's going with Tamei. Shachasim, Klal Mem, Din Vav, the Psar Of Bechol, the Raisa. The Ein Chilik, the Psar Of Behem, Bechol, Mil, and so on. Yeah, the only problem is, and then he says in the end, Aval, the problem is why the Ramah quoted, because Ramah doesn't hold like that. I mean, the two this and that holds like that, but the rest, most of the rest of the world doesn't hold like that. That's how the Shach ends. You're right. Aval Amai, the Kaimalon, the Raisin and Pei Zion, the Psar Of Bechol, the Abon, Pshita, the Tolan Kaimal Hulk of Zebor. I mean, the Shach says Pasha like that. It's a little strange why the Ramah and the Dark Emotion were quoted without, you know, arguing. You just quoted it, and he doesn't hold like that. But that's how the Shach says. So therefore, the Shach's conclusion is that, you know, in effect, this chumra is only the chumra is only if you hope that Psar Of Bechalav is the right. If hope Psar Of Bechalav is over, nothing to talk about. So says the Shach. The Taz, however, learns differently. Okay, the Taz in Sukkotin Hay, the Taz took at the end of the Sukkotin. Okay, so a long Sukkotin. So the Taz quotes. My version is the top of the next page. I don't know. The cost of the Torah's chatos must be the last of the 15 lines of the Torah. The cost of the Torah's chatos called behave the shameless of het. I feel enough of cholim. So I'll find it. Okay, and he writes also the chora tmui mod dvarah. Astonishing! What's going on here? So he gives a different het, a different explanation where he says in effect, and I told you this, and I learned also cholim. I couldn't quite. I sort of was felt it was from a Rambam. That the chumra of Psar Of is a different kind of chumra. Remember, I showed it to you. The Rambam was very verbose. He said that people. Remember, the Rambam was back in what do you call it in Perek Tes. The Rambam talks about. I don't know if I'll find it right now, but the Rambam writes. You know, the whole issur of basa b'cholav. There's a concern people get mixed up. Just the way the Rambam presented it. It struck me, I believe I said it to you at least once or twice, it just struck me that there was a chumra of Psar Of Bechol is not a regular din d'rabbanan. It's almost though they made it, it's almost like a derisive. You know, and so again, I can't know where the Rambam is going to think about, but I thought there were a couple of places where the Lashon of the Rambam is mashma that, oh, here, yeah. Perek Tes Halacha Chav. Asur lahalos ha'ov magvina l'shulchan shorol gzeira mishum hergel amera shema yochel zeim zei afal pi shop b'chol v'asur b'divrei sofrim. Right, to look at that, the ism, certainly surim, you're not even allowed to put the milk inflation on the same table, even if it's Psar Of. Why not? Why is it gzeira l'gzeira? Right? I mean, we touched upon a little bit. And the Rambam says, well, it's Hergel, Avera, and you may come to all this language. It seemed to me, and one day I'll develop it further in my head, but I thought that the Rambam is saying that Psar Oaf is not a regular Din Darabanan, let's put it that way. Psar, Lamashal, we don't find a distinction, let's say, in waiting 6 hours, whatever you wait, we discuss that, right? I'm punning it, but we don't say, oh, Psar Oaf is different. Psar Oaf, we also have to wait. Why is that Xerah? All those Chumers, why is Xerah Xerah? It's only Darabanan anyway, Psar Oaf. You don't. So that's not exactly what the Taz says here, but in effect, what the Taz wants to Taina is that Psar Oaf is different, and we look at it like it's an Issa Doraisa almost, and again, like we're waiting after Basu Cholam and so on. And he says, in effect, he uses the idea of Asu Chacham Chizuk Udibrayim. Sometimes we find that certain Din Drabban are even more strict than Din Doraisa. We have such an expression, Asu Chacham Chizuk Udibrayim. So here, by Psar Oath, they wanted to strengthen the Isser. That's in effect what the Taz says. Okay? And therefore, it's proper to be Machmir, like there are more rights in the Darkei Moshe. So it comes out that according to the real Machokas Psak here between the Shach and the Taz, Halacha Maisa. That's what I point out. It comes out because if Yutaka have Psar Oath and Cholov, and now it's spilled out, okay, so according to the Shach, we make it. According to the Shach, the whole Chum was only according to that one sheet that we don't accept anyway. According to the Taz, not so fast. The Taz says that, you know, it's a royal Ahmer. He doesn't quite punch out and say, you might. He says royal Ahmer, right? That's his lashon. But that's what the Taz seems to say. And the other Achronim talk about it, the Chavis Daz, in Sivkot and Zion, the Chochmas Adam, we're going to look it up, Klal Nun Aleph Oz Yodalim. They say that the Yesh Lahakel, you can be Mekel like the Shach. We don't have to accept this Chumra over here. It's a, you know, we're not required to accept it. The Prima Godim, in the Mishnah Zav, at the end of Sivkot and Hay, says, Mokom Hefsid, Hamekel Kashach Lo Hefsid. So they also seem to say it's a good idea to be mapped, you just don't have to. You don't have to. And finally, on this part of the Siv, the Pesachei Tshuva and Sivkot and Hay brings to Nevi Huda that the whole din of Tam Kikar Daraisa is only when there's a possibility of getting Malkus. If a real Daraisa, you get Malkus. But if there's no Malkus, like Chol of Tomei, so there's no Tam Kikar Daraisa, so maybe it wouldn't even apply here because we're dealing with Darabon all the way. Okay. Now we come to the third and final part of this Sif, okay, which again we touched upon last time also. It says, yeah, let's go back to in the Sif base. Aval nis'arim min b'sheino mino, if your mixture was in, this is to finish off the other part. Aval nis'arim min b'sheino mino v'nishpach v'nishenio chol amalo v'shara afil noda sh'aruba heter osa. If it's min b'sheino mino, right? Even if you know there was a row of heter, it's also because min b'sheino mino requires shishim d'raisa, so tzveika d'raisa. That's part of number four. Okay, now, we come to that other case, which we saw a little bit last time. Okay? And that is, v'im nis'are b'mino u'v'sheino mino. You have a mixture of min with other things. Let's say you have chont. Okay, there's meat and potatoes, let's say. Okay, meat and potatoes. Forget about the kishkin and other stuff for the moment. Let's go meat and potatoes. Okay, you have meat and potatoes, and now some non-kosher meat got mixed up into this, chon. So you have min b'mino, the meat with the meat, and it's also min b'sheino mino, the meat with the potatoes. So what's the status? So Shulchan Aruch says, in nis'are b'mino u'b'sheino mino v'nishpach b'nishenio chol l'amalo b'sharo. Okay, v'no d'asher rubo heter b'mino. Okay, ro is she'eno menekilu eno v'ashar mino rabo lo v'batlo. Okay, that unusual din. We pretend, so to speak, that the eno mino is not there. Okay, the eno mino requires shishim d'oraisa, right? The mino only requires shishim d'rabanan. So now it's spilled out, and we want to turn this into a sacred d'rabanan so we can make it good. So we'll ignore the, we'll ignore the mino part, and we'll say that we'll ignore the eno mino, ro she'eno mino kilu eno. Okay, so where does this come from? It comes from Rosh Bo, which I printed in 21. Torah Sabayis Aruch Bayis Dal Chayal. V'yei Roi Ali, without Yud Alpen Beis, we spoke this last time. V'yei Roi Ali, she'im nofa l'toch min v'she'eno mino, both, holchem o l'hokel, kol zman she'rova heter she'hu mino olo. Okay, as long as there's more heter, which is mino. There's more kosher meat in our example case. There's more kosher meat, so then it becomes mutter. Okay? Why? Where did he get that from? Where did Rashbo come up with such a thing? What do you mean? I said last time, it's a game. You pretend that it's not there, it is there. So what are you doing? So he says, the hall of Yehuda, he said, I'm not making it up, said Rashbo. It's a gemara. The hall of Yehuda, kaimelon b'min umino, v'sheino mino roon esmino, k'mi sheino v'ashar sheino mino rovel v'batol, v'huadin, here. What does it mean? There's a gemara in Chulin Kufam at Beis, and also Menachos Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. Okay, we'll look at the gemaras. Okay, very quickly. Again, I read it last time. Let me look first in Arasug in Chulin. Okay, Chulin Kuf on the base. V'chol, very top of the page. V'chol min umino, v'dobar acher. Okay, if you have min and mino, and it's like Rashi explains, you go nevelo shkuto. You have non kosher meat and shkuto, regular kosher meat. Okay, v'dobar acher, and there's something else, which is eno mino. Kagon tavlin, v'rotev. Okay. Mino de heter ain't about lisa velo mosifo el salkeu says the Gemara salik esmino kamishaino the sheino mina rabba levat. Okay, Rashi spells it out. You can look at it. It's clearer, maybe a little bit in the sugya in Menachos, which on yesterday it was on a previous sheet. Okay, the sugya in Menachos. Thank you. Chof gimel amud aleph. Kasav Yehuda kol shehu min b'mino v'davarachas salik esmino kamishaino the sheino mina rabba levat lo. Okay, and they're talking there. You have oil, you have flour, different things. Salekis mino. Okay, you can remove it and pretend that it's there. It's all about oil and flour because it's in Menachos. It's part of the comments, right? That's the sugya. So in any event, what comes out is that according to let's make it clear. That sugya in Menachos Chav Gimel and Chulin Kufam and Beis are talking about according to Rabbi Yehuda. So let's remember again. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds that min b'mino is a bigger problem, right? Min b'mino is more chomer than min b'mino. That's Yehuda's shita. Okay, min b'mino is more of a problem than mishano, because min b'mino is never bato. Okay, min b'mino is never bato. So if you have non-kosher meat that fell in, okay, with mino and sheino mino, let's say kosher meat came in with the chonk, with non-kosher meat and potato, so you have both min b'mino in this mixture, two different types of meat, and so which according to Yehuda is never bottle, okay? And you have meat with the potatoes. So he says, the Gemara says, Rowan is mean. You say that you sort of the min bimino kind of disappears. What's the language you're going to Gemara? Salek. Just read it. Salek. Yeah. Salek is mino. Kimisheno. You pretend according to Yehuda the problem is the min bimino, right? Because he holds min is never bottle. You have min b'sheino, mino, min b'mino in this mixture. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the bigger problem here is min b'mino. So you pretend that other min doesn't exist, right? That they're not, and now it's just min b'sheino, mino, which is going to be batel b'shisha, right? As long as the potatoes knock out the flavor of the other meat. Okay, so if we say min b'sheino, mino is batel b'shisha, so the potatoes will be batel, and you can ignore the stuff that isn't batel in favor of the stuff. You can ignore the ingredients that are not going to be batel and pay attention only to the ingredients where bittel will work. That's what comes out. So the Rashi, but that is not our case. That's not our case in Shohar. It's a kind of a parallel or a mirror case. But the Rashi makes a jump. Because what are you talking about there? Again, you're talking about where the problem is min b'mino. So Gemara says, pretend the min b'mino doesn't exist. Look only at the min b'eino mino. You have shishim. Mazel tov, you can eat it. Okay, the Rashba turns it around and brings it to our kind of case. Our kind of case, we assume, not like a Yehuda, we assume that of min b'mino and min b'sheino mino, min b'eino mino is the bigger problem. Right? Min b'eino mino is the bigger problem. Right? So what the Rashba does, he says that he begins with the Eroi Li. You know, it appears to me, just making up what he considers to be a logical extension of what the Gemara says. First thing is the Gemara, and it's a leave of the Yehuda, we don't pass it anyway, but Misvara. The Rashba now says the other way. He says, by us, we're min b'eino mino is a bigger problem than min b'mino. So he'll say the same thing. We'll pretend that min b'mino doesn't exist, and min b'sheino mino, if you have the bitul there, it'll work. That's basically what the Rosh Boaz says. Okay? And that's how the Mechaber Paskins over here. The Shach is very much bothered by this whole thing in Sivkot Nechetz. This is what I mentioned last time. And again, it's the Shach L'shitoso about Tom being the major operative factor. Okay, the Shach says you know, and he kind of says that this is the kasha of the Marshal, although the Taz quotes Marshal differently, we'll see in a second. The Shach is in Kot Meches. According to Shach, what do you mean, Salek? He says, look at the Metzias. If the treif meat impacts the potatoes in this chant, impacts the flavor, the treif meat imparts flavor to the potatoes. What do you mean? We'll disregard, so to speak, the potatoes, and we'll say now it's meat and meat, it's meat and meatos, and we'll treat it as a drabon and so on. What do you mean? Lemaisa, you have the flavor, right? Lemaisa, you have the flavor. So this is the shach, the shitoso, that everything depends upon tam. So therefore, the shach has to, but on the other hand, what do you do? And the shach is clearly bothered by this. I mean, and he's right, metzias wise. If the treif meat imparted its flavor to potato, how can you eat it? So the shach, with the lay's braver, so to speak, has to say the Talmud Rosh Bo meant. Rosh Bo never meant to say you can eat the potatoes. You can't eat the potatoes. What you can do is you can eat the meat, because when it says salek, we'll pretend that it won't be looked at as one big dish. Okay, you can isolate, so to speak. You can isolate the potatoes, and now it's the meat. The meat, good. I can eat the meat because there I'll buy the regulars of bittul. Okay, because there's no nesinas tam there because both meat, right? But when this again, the shach, everything revolves around tam. So when the Rashbo says that you can eat, it doesn't mean you can eat the whole chunk, just the meat, because there you have bittul barov. Okay. But the potatoes are going to remain usher. It never depends upon tam. That's the sheet of the shach. Again, l'shitoso in that same machlokas, the poser tamas lina. Everything depends upon tam. So if there's metzias of flavor, so how do you can't just get rid of it only salek. You can't just pretend that it's not there. Okay, it is there. So therefore, he says that's al gash woman. Right, that's the shach.
The potatoes that collected tam from the bustle that meat. From the treif meat, they're not going to be bottled to the.
That's what he said. Now it's, well, if you have shishim, it could be. But I'm saying,
if we view them as isolated.
Not isolated. Well, it's isolated in the sense it doesn't impact the meat. Uh-huh. But the potatoes are going to remain ulcer. And remember, some of it spilled out, so now we don't know. Right? So that's what the shach. Again, the shach is kind of backed into it. He doesn't want to be going against the Rashbo and the Mechaber. Right. He said it's limited. But the Taz doesn't look like that. Okay, the Taz, the Kotan Dalaj, he says that wasn't really the kasha of the Marshal to begin with. Okay? The kasha of Marsh, again, the Taz is with the others. Well, hold the issue is an issue of Bittul, okay? He says that the Marshal's objection to the Rosh Bo, the Shach seemed to understand that was the Marshal's objection to the Rosh Bo. The Taz says the Rosh Bo, his kasha was a different kasha. He says in the case of the Gemara, what you have in Rabbi Huda's case is you have a mixture where something of two things. One, which isn't going to be batel at all, ever, min b'mino, according to Behuder. And something which is batel. There, conceptually, you could perhaps say a concept like salek, whatever the logic we will try and say in a second. But, says the Taz, explain the Marshal, in our case, we're dealing with two things that are bittel. One is bittel b'shishim, one is bittel b'roth. He said, just because it works in the Gemara's case doesn't mean it's going to work here. Okay, his objection is that in our case we're dealing both things with, you know, both situations are situations of bittul. There is bittul. So how can you choose? Well, we're going to use the bittul. In other words, in the case in the Gemara, what we're saying is that there is a concept of bittul. So we're dealing here with two parts of the ingredients. One ingredient is no bittul, one ingredient is bittul. So in halacha, there's certain go bittul, so we'll look at bittul, because bittul works, even though some of the ingredients don't have bittul. But in the case of our case, the reverse case, Rashbo's case, the Rashbo's case, it's not there are two things that are bittul, right? One is bittul rov, one is bittul shishu. I mean, mamino, mamishenamino, the rice level I'm talking about. So says this, how do you say, well, we'll choose this bittul over that bittul. Can't do that necessarily. It doesn't necessarily flow. So the Taz says basically that, and this is the way the Rav explained it, and others that heichad nisbata lo iser v'chelak atarobis. No, since we look at the tarobis as one thing, okay, not like the shach. Look, they don't isolate anything. You look at it as one thing. If bittul works in this mixture, then it works for everything. Why? Because in effect, it happens. In effect, it happens in stages. First, you have treif meat and kosher meat, right, in this chalm. So first, you'll say the treif meat and the kosher meat is min bimino, right? So therefore, it's batel daraisa in rov, right? It's batel daraisa in rov, right? So look at the meat of the meat, the kosher meat. Now, so therefore, bittel works there. Once bittel works there, so now you have that meat with the potatoes, with the min b'she'eino mino, to ready a tam heter, so to speak. Yeah, there is flavor, but it's now, it's been, that flavor has been bottle in the role of the other meat. So the meat that's now imparting flavor to the potatoes is in effect a tam heter. And I think that's how it plays out. In other words, you kind of put it in stages. All right, the meat is, in other words, first the meat goes into the other meat, and that's bottle. Okay, and then whatever tam of the potatoes is tam heter because there was a din of bittul, even though mitzias wise the shach is right. What do you mean? The shach says that the potatoes have the tam of the treif meat. Yes, but if we don't insist the tam, we insist that there's a din of bittul, right? And again, I want to clarify. I'm overstating the case when I say we don't care about tam, but I'm just trying to present it that it not according to shach, everything revolves around tam. According to most others, there's a din of bittul. It's the way the Rav explained it. I'm going to say the chakir a couple times already. That the din of bittul takes over, and it doesn't matter the flavor. In other words, in effect, even though you argue metzias wise, the shach's 100% correct that the treif meat in this chunk is giving off flavor to the potatoes. But since we have a din of bittul, then that treif meat has already been batel in with the kosher meat. So now whatever flavor is being transferred into the potatoes is considered tam heter. That's how it's conceptually a little bit difficult, but that's basically the way the Taz says. And again, it revolves around that same question. Are we concerned with the metzias of the tam, or are we concerned with the application of the concept of bittul? So that's the machlokas here between the shach and the Taz. The berheitev, yeah.
Shach's answer is why are we using the term for tam in the mino?
No, mino, there's no discernible tam.
But why are we allowed to view it as isolated? Yeah.
No, but when I said isolated, I'm saying we don't view the mixture as one big mixture. He's saying that the min bimino works with the meat because that's min. He said, but you're saying, I would have said that if not for the Rashba, the Shach wouldn't have said that. I think that's what you're saying. I think the Shach, the way I'm reading, the Shach's not back, back in the corner. I think to be 100% consistent, I hear exactly what you're saying. I thought of that also. I thought that, I don't know, but I thought that the Shach is kind of backed in, that he on his own would not have gone with this year royally. He would have said, you can't isolate, you can't, this time, end of discussion.
It's the same question.
Yes, the difference is though, again, because at least when you're dealing with meat, then you can say, okay, it's min bimino, okay, and there's nothing discernible, so you follow, there's no, so that now you can apply the bittul on the meat, but you can't touch the potatoes. You can't eat the potatoes. Right? You'll have to, so it's interesting, so look at the bear hate thing. Okay. Look at the not the Berhaitim, but the somebody said. I thought Pesach Chuba. I'll get to say. Look at first. I printed the Berhaitim as a cotton test. Okay. First, and maybe this will explain also. First of all, the Berhaitim says it's a cotton test. It's a cotton test. Yeah. He quotes the Shach and the Taz, and he says that this whole the Shach is machmer, the Taz is mekel. Okay. The Shach is machmer on the kinnik of potatoes, and the Taz says no, you can eat everything. Okay, but he said that's all. This whole discussion, so Berhaitev points out, only if the mixture happened at once. In other words, it wasn't that now. First, it fell into potatoes. Now, some meat was put in afterwards. Then it doesn't. Okay, so, and that's especially you hold that it works in stages. The way I explained it, so it has to. It has to have been that it started all at once. That's what he points out. Because Tshuva and Sivkot and Zion, and maybe so that's what you're getting at. Because Tshuva and Sivkot and Zion says you would have to remove the Eino Mino for the mix. It's Arkel Hasir, right? He says, he wants to say you shouldn't be Mekel against the Shach, and you should take out the Eino Mino. If I'm saying, your mamash have to isolate it. You have to actually take it out. And again, intuitively, I don't think that the Shach would have loved this whole approach, but, deference to Rashba. I mean, it makes sense when he ends up, especially if you put through on that. Okay, Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan also is macher like the Shabbat. Aruch HaShulchan, since it's in Aruch Zion, you know, he throws in, you look at 27, Aruch HaShulchan throws in, you know, we talked about in the past, the whole Isser Nepach Leo's Heter situation. He says, okay, he says that the whole idea, if you hold Isser Nepach Leo's Heter, then, I was looking for the words I'm looking for. Right? That's the Shach's Taina. The Eino Mino had a Bli of Isser. Yesh Mishatir Shabli Shabola Eino Mino Isser Nisbat the Baro Mashavol Heter. Is a Eino Mino like we wanted to say? Klomar the Baro Shmaflikan Isser Baheter Tokshen Eino Mino Nisbat the Baro Mino Shad. That's a place. That's what we said also. Okay. And Tom Kicker's the right, EF Shalahatir. So he's also machmer like the Shach, because again, he says that the flavor, and he said the Rashba, okay, even though he passed in Tom Kicker's the right, says that was only Chumr, maybe he holds it's only Drabonim, and that's why the Rashba is Mekel. The Rashba is a creative idea. But he said, Lamaisa, we should be machmer like the Shach in this particular case, because we have to assume that the Tam Kikur is Daraisa, and therefore the Tam is there. Then the Tam is there, and you can't just do away with it. Okay, last piece for today, anyway, and that is a question of when you have a different types of suffix. You know, at the end, we look at Gotten Gimel really. Before that, we'll take a look at Sivkot and Gimel. It ends this off. When is all this leniency that we're not sure? You can say it's, Sveikad Arbon Lekula when it applies. That's on the Nishba. Aval Isser Shenis Arev Behetra Behu Lefoneinu. When you have Isser and Heter got mixed up, and it's right there for nothing spilled. Okay. The only thing is, V'yef Shalamot Al Shiro. We don't remember, the person doesn't remember how much is in there. The housewife or the cook or whatever, the man doesn't remember how much he put in. That's going to be awesome. Where does that come from? So look at 28, the Torah Sabai Zakotzer, by Stal Shahab Zayin on page 28. Dvarim Elu Shamarnu, everything we said till now, says the Rashba, and points to today, everything we said till now is B'she'ein HaHeter Bo'isu L'Faneinu. But we just don't know how much was nifl. We don't know how much issa was in there. The mixture is there, but how much they put in? I don't remember. Okay, I don't remember. Was it shishim? I'm not sure. Is it shishim? I don't remember how much they put in. We didn't measure it. And we just don't know. So offhand, we could say, well, it's a sefer drabon, right? Sefer drabon lekula, right? I mean, why don't we say the same thing? We know this rope. The housewife, I don't want to pick on the housewife, it could be the husband too. Okay, whatever it is, didn't know how much you put in. Some people, by the way, some people, cooks, male, female, they're very, very didactic with measuring cups and so on and so forth, especially to find recipes. Others are not. Others just throw a little bit of this, throw a little bit of that, and somehow it comes out okay, right? So different people, today, who cook differently. I mean, I know, my wife's daft, not so usually marked exactly. My daughter, one of my daughters, she cooks, it's what it said in the book, it's 3/4 of a cup, she's made exactly 3/4. Okay, so some people remember and they'll know. So offhand, we could say, if I have a mixture, and I don't remember, I don't know how much it was, shishim or not, so why don't we just say that's like nishbach? That's a suffix, yeah? So, Shohar says no, and it's based on the Rashba. Rashba writes, Dvarim Elu Shamar, and again, and Bayez Dal Shah Al, and Shah Al, 28. Dvarim Elu Shamar, and Shaina, Hatim Sofanenu. Then we have to be machmir. Afilu b'shul divrayim. Shekol shenesu k'shul Torah asu. Shekol shenesu k'shul Torah asu. There we have to be machmir even on drabonon. Even we know that there's rov. Even though there's rov, so the rice is bottle, but since it's a suffering of drabonon, we have to be machmir in that kind of case as well. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch here states. Okay, in Siv Gimel. It didn't spill. It didn't spill. It's there. We just don't know. What's the chiluk? Why is that a different din? So says the Shach, it's a test. If shalamu, pirishal koponim b'kiyim anu sheyesh bo rov. We know if it's rov. Ela de'enu b'kiyim yesh bo sam. We don't know if it's shishim or not. Okay. Oh, she'enu yodim kama isenafik b'nei. Those are Nisum Shel Divrayim. This should be that's like the Rabbanim, right? Because only Robe is the Afilu Hachi Ain Tola Hachi. Why? He says, you know what? It goes back to our old case with Kachal. I'll talk more about that tomorrow too. Remember the Kachal, right? The udder that we have. The udder is the meat, and there's milk inside of it, and so on. So we said that's what the Shach Shtos too over here. He says to go back to the old din of Kachal, Le'el Simen Tzadi. Remember that? A long time ago, right? By Tom Kosu Aposkim, the Besofek by the Kachal. We also were Machim. He says you have to be, you know, have to have Shishim against the Kachal because we don't know how much milk was inside and so on. So what's the reason? So he says Tom Kosu Aposkim, the Sofek Hatolui Bechisaron Yedia Lo Mikri Sofek. That's what the Shach says. A lack of knowledge of something. We don't know for certain facts. When it disappeared, so it's gone. It's not, but a suffix, you don't know the facts. That's not called a suffix. And his language is, that's based on a Mordechai, the Shach continues, the das shoten huzeh. That's a lack of knowledge. A person's a fool, doesn't know. So we can't, oh, now somebody's a suffix. He doesn't know. And they said, okay, all of a sudden it's a suffix. Well, that's not a suffix. A suffix is a suffix, an objective suffix in Metzias, or a suffix in Halacha. Someone doesn't know. There are facts here, you just don't happen to know them. That doesn't create a suffix. Imagine everything would be a suffix, right? And we'll see that in a second, is what the Ron says. Okay, but he says, Da Shotum was that. Lashainik and Beresha, the boss, suffix, we call Shanishma. The suffix came because it spilled out. We don't, you know, we knew it was there, we don't know, it spilled out now. Not a suffix that I was sloppy, so to speak. And he quotes the Ron, and the Ron is on the Riff and Chul, the Lamed Hamid Bays, in the page of the Riff at the end of the Dibur. Okay. Basically, what he says is because you can't establish a halacha that every time a person doesn't know, so then that automatically creates a suffix. Chisaron yedia, he doesn't call chisaron yedia, that's the Mordechai, which I printed here. May as well look at it now. The Mordechai of the Zara, Samazan, which remains tuf, nun dala. 32. You can't issue shalom with terrible achakach nishpuchu amayim v'lo yedinim habi v'samach. That's the first case. Hilo habi sveket amal kula. Omno hecha de lo shafku ach eino yodeh l'shar ein zeh safeket rabbonim l'meizah l'kula shar ein zeh karasofek dover shechacham yichon l'varer the das tipshin eino klum. If you knew the mitzias, you could solve the problem. You just don't happen to know, but if you knew, it's solvable. So that's what the Mordechai says. The Ran is a little different. The Ran, I'm not going to read it inside now, so late, but the Ran, again, it's Laman Hamid Bey, it's a long Ran, it starts on Ran, but it's the end of that Dibur. Just read it inside. The Ran basically says that you can't leave things up to every individual's estimation. Okay, there has to be some kind of objective criteria. Okay, because this person will say, oh yeah, I'm pretty sure it was this. Took a spoonful. That, you know, every person's going to, in almost every case, it'll end up being a suffix. Okay, he wants to say, in effect, that there's never a latest suffix here. There's no latest suffix. Because everything's a suffix. Right? A person will always be able to say, well, I don't know, it was exactly shishim, I'm not sure, I don't know, you know, I didn't measure it. So then it's going to be a suffix every single time, I'll never have a case. Right? That's basically what the Ran is saying. As long as you know that it's rove, it'll be mutter, because was it shishim? I don't know, I can't remember exactly. You know, I don't remember what I put in, yeah. It's too subjective, yeah.
According to the Mordechai's presentation of his din, so then, what's the difference between that and like a suffix psikresha? That's a chisaron and idea, and the Taz should then say. That would make why would the Taz not say the same thing over there? I mean, the Taz is make over there, and you would say that that's a double shin miskavim because it's a suffix and idea, no?
But it's a suffix in no. When it's nishbach, it's also suffix and idea. Right, it's not. And chisaron yedia means that there are. I have to think it through, but there are objective facts that you just don't know.
And that's right? That's not the same thing as the suffix.
I don't know. Okay, I have to think about it. See, the way the Taz presents it, you know, again, according to the Shach, basically, the machlokes is around the Mordechai. The different nuance. The Mordechai says that das tipshin. Whatever it is, different expressions. But the Ran is saying differently. The Ran is saying you can't leave it up to every individual. You can't leave every case up to every individual's estimation. Because then you'll never have, there'll always be a suffix.
Right.
You know? And then the Ran says, maybe there is a Leilat HaSafek, but at the end of the day, it's a Milsol HaShchicha. How often does it spill? So there, the Rabban Hort goes this, and they'll rely on the regular din. It's low Shchia. But the other case is going to be Shchiach all the time. Everyone's going to say they're not sure. Nobody's sure. So they have to say, no, we have to be Machmir. Okay, in those cases. That's how the shots and the Taz, in Simchat Mevav, says a little bit differently. He distinguishes between, you know, an individual, okay, where this particular person doesn't know what the Metzias are. And maybe I'll answer your question, I'll think it through. This particular, but somebody does. You know, someone else in the same situation would be able to tell you. Or let's say, as opposed to a type of a suffix where no one in the world can tell you, because you know, we don't. No one in the world knows it. Will that work in that case? I have to think about it. Nishbach is an objective suffix, because nobody in the world now knows what was in there. Mashiach okay, in our case, somebody else who would have measured when they cook. It's a subjective type. It's a subjective. It's a subjective suffix. Okay. When you have a suffix, the whole world that like a suffix. In Trafus, let's say, that it's a subject to everybody. So then, and maybe that's a difference in that. I'm going to think it through what works in that. That's how the Taz says. And the Kuzak Kesef doesn't like the Taz and so on. Okay? I just want to finish up just with one last thing. Just an interesting thing that Rav Schechter likes to say over there. He printed Nefesh Aram. And Pesach Tshuva here, it's a Kot Neches. Pesach Tshuva here, I have to think a little further about as Das showed him when we would say, when we wouldn't say. But the difference in the suffix and the Chisar and Yadiyah, that's not enough of a suffix. Certainly not here to make over here. That's what the Shomar basically says, the way these were shown and learned. The difference in the Ran and the Mordechai, the Ran says it's a Milsa of Shchicha, and you can't leave it, when a Milsa is Yesh Shchicha, you can't leave it up to every individual to be estimating what they did, what they didn't do. And that's how Taz says it's not a subjective issue. Okay. The Pesach Tshuva has an interesting case. He has a case where there's a suffix and Metzias, which can't be. It can't be mevarer, but it's an issur d'rabbanan. A case of a goy or a katan who cooked some dam in a pot together with meat. Okay, it was definitely roe, but nobody knows that's been absorbed. Okay, the dam was nibla, so we don't know. And so he wants to say that's like nishbach. That's not chisar and yediyah, because again, somebody could know. That's what he wants to say. Mm-hmm. Okay, so therefore there's room to be makel, especially all like the Ran, it's milsa l'shchicha. So Rav Schechter Nefesh Harav, he likes to say this over. I'll read it inside. Okay, just listen to see the lumbus. I'm not sure whether it was. I think it might have been the Moshe Soloveitcher. His chasana. Chaim was marrying off his son. I think it was the Moshe Soloveitcher. Maybe it was the other. It was the Moshe Soloveitcher was the father of the Rav. His brother, Belbel Soloveitcher, the so-called Brisker Rav, Gviz in Yerushalayim. There was another brother, Yisrael Gershon. But I'm not sure which chasana it was. And the background, this is Rosh Hashanah doesn't quote here, we may quote it elsewhere. Tells her Rosh Hashanah, Blazer tells her, at first, Reb Chaim didn't invite him to the wedding at first. So they had some sort of a sitzuch at a Rosh Hashanah. He felt it would be awkward, felt it would be uncomfortable for him to come to the chasana, and then he feel obligated to come, or some background like that. Anyway, Blazer tells her, showed up uninvited. And Chaim was very happy he came, and he was a Masada Kedusha. Well, originally he wasn't invited, he ended up being a Masada Kedusha. And that's the background, this was I remember hearing. Rav Schechter quotes here as follows. After this chasana, he quotes, Rav Schechter, he heard this from Gershon Zaks. Some of the quotes Chaim, and Zella Gershon. Anyway, he quotes, this is Nefesh Harav, Rechelik Eredea, page, Reish Chofka. The Shamati, Shapam, Ira, Shagon of Lezer tells his Shtate, Bechasunas Echar, Mibnei, Gon of Chaim, and Brisk. Back to tells, he came back to the yeshiva and tells him, Chaim Abrisk, Taka knows how to learn. He really knows how to learn. So he asked the lumdim in the yeshiva, what happened? Because the case of the chasana came up and this is a heter question, Reb Chaim Paskin right, and he had all the right sources. So said Blazer tells him, what happened? The Meister Akachaya, Shakama Balabatam, Bishlu Bosser Rasim, Sus Achasan. In those days, you didn't have caterers. They made a chasan in town, so every housewife cooked one of the dishes, right? Cooked some meat up for the chasan. So one of the housewives in the community was cooking, and there was in one of the house a piece of meat, which was treif, which had been, you know, paskin, a piece of treif meat, which they were keeping around, lachilo lachasu, they were going to feed it to the cat. Whoever in that house, they had this piece of treif meat lying around to give to the cat, for cat food. Okay? Val pitos, zorkam shareses chatichas abosar treif al tocha kdeir sheboi vashmas abosar kosher. The maid in the house saw that piece of meat, she threw it in a big pot together with all the other kosher meat. Our case, right? They threw it in. Yeah. So, the hayol shekam v'kama ka'eis ena makirim eis ha'chatichah yak sheva eis ha'chatichah. Now they all look like meat. You can't be, not nikar eisim. Okay? The hayol shekam v'kama chatichah zer v'kderah. Chatichah z'dolos v'gam tanos. V'kderah g'dola ha'isa. Hayo bilti efshir la'amod al'adogim. Hayo shom ha'shishim k'neged chatichah zer treifah lo. There was no way to know. There were they looked in the pot, there were big pieces, there were little pieces. Nobody knew which exact piece was the piece that was meant for the cat. Okay, so is that one of the bigger pieces, in which case it was not shishim, we couldn't tell if it was shishim. Okay? V'hora agon Reb Chaim, okay, Reb Chaim Paskin, the after basar v'basar min b'mino, even though it's been mino, the low boy is shishim el d'abonon, v'chol ki agav matirin b'sofik shishim, that's us, okay, so v'komokom kan, Habos, so that was the way the Rav Shekhar told it over. He doesn't write like this. He said, so he asked the Talmidim, so what will you say? So they said, okay, Simon Tzadiches, it only requires Shishim Drabbanon. Okay, and then this kind of case, it's Sufik Shishim, so it's Mutter. Right? That. So then the way the Rav Shekhar told it over, so Chaim Blazer tells it, that's all? That's all you have to say? He said, wait a minute, no. We call Mokum Kana, Bosar Trefa, Hashem Adas Lachil Tzachazor, Ivada, Elo Nimlecha. 1 second. That piece of meat, you know, would have gone up today, but that piece of meat, which was set aside for the cat, was not salted. Right? They're not going to salt meat for the cat. Why waste salt? The cat can eat treif, right? Doesn't it? No problem. So it wasn't salted. Dam, shabo, shis, are, bishara, bos, there, hukvar, mi, mishaino, mino. There's dam in that piece of meat. So the dam now is mixed up, and that's already mi, mishaino, mino. That's what the Lomdim said next. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's not a case of mi, mishaino, mino. Right, you need shishim daraisa because it's dam is mixed in because the meat wasn't salted. You have all the blood in the meat. So umachad the meat mishena mino, we need the samach daraisa. Okay, so therefore it's the hachmir bowl b'chol sofik shishim. You have to machmir it's mishena mino, but in the daraisa. So then he says, that's all. That's what Shechta told it over to us. Doesn't print it in the book like that, but that's it. So then they said, okay, 1 second. But after Kaimalon, the Dam Shabishal Drabanon, but the Dam Shabishal Drabanon, oh, back to Drabanon, sorry, Drabanon again, because Dam Shabishal, we had that earlier in the year, but Sukhal, remember that? Okay. So it's a Dam, it was a Krisis we had. So it says the Dam Shabishal Drabanon. So, that's all, right? So, Bezeh Chidash Shagan Rechaim, the Hainu Dafka B'Dam Shinebehem Ksheva. Okay, that's only if the Dam came from a travel, B'Uv the zoo. Again, the meat was a treif meat. No suf al isra adam sheish kan. Hare adam azel os midaraisa gam mitaris yotzim in osur. The meat was a treif animal. Okay, a kosher species, but it was treif, a treif. So the dam that comes out good, dam shabishas darbanon. But wait, this is not just dam. This is also yotzim in osur. Right?
Is that
so
applied in the veil also?
Wait 1 second. We'll see a different question here. Mm-hmm. 1 second. So he says, Hare Adam azeh osur hu midoraisa gam mitoris yotzman osur u kechelev behema tmeh bechelev trefa. Memela besofik shish mishenu minu tzuichem lahachmer. Okay? And the Pugadim has this too. Now, so one second. Okay? So that again, Maita, that's all. So he said, well, wait a minute. The Tosis in Psochim is against that. Av Tosis in Psochim Chavbei says, Hochichu the dam eno bechal boser, the dam nevela eno of isur nevela isur dam bilvad. Okay, so that it's not called boser, but then he said there too. Reb Chaim, this not everyone agrees with. But there chilek agon Reb Chaim bein nevela treifa. The kemoshe kasa tosu beitz of vav mebeis. Those remember from the call of that devar masul bira masul beitzim lechalek along with the beitz is treifa asumi the rice and itam neotz ben oser shari godlo be isur. Remember that in the call of godlo be isur. Of a beit is nevela yevshel osmi tam yotzman oser shvel achash nisnav lahov hari kvar posak oz gidol a beitza v'chol ma shagor la beitza mechay haov so aim is emish yotzman oser is nevela ochal is ad lachar misa nevela yevshel less or beit is nevela midoraisa el arak beit is gidol kibosar and therefore here too hachinami yeshlom v'dam shadam treifa oser gam mitoris dam The gamik taris lo tzmin also shor gadol beisur. Avu dam nevela shelo gadol beisur. The dam haray ina b'chalbos. So as I'm ain't shom el isur dam dovad. So at the end, it came out not like Reb Chaim Paskin, but. Again, it's a machlokas. Basically, it's a machlokas. Will we say that yotzman also or not? Anyway, that was the story. That again, it's nogeya to our case. It was a case of an effect like nishba because he had a suffix. The only thing is, Reb Chaim threw in dam. What did dam shemish lomid up on him? Yeah, but that's only by regular case of dam, not by dam of treifa. Anyway, so after all that lomdus back and forth, the Lezer tells it told this tamin, and the Chaim Brisk knows how to learn very well, knows how to paskin. Reb Shechter told us afterwards. The truth of the matter is. That in the Hagros Yisur Hetter, the Prima Gadol in the back, have all these, all that when asked, when you list of all the questions you're supposed to ask, they're all there. This thing was the greatest, unbelievable thing that Reb Chaim, came up with, because it's in the Prima Gadol already, more or less, not with the same lumbish away, but the roots are all in the Prima Gadol. Okay, we'll continue. You have time to read it, you can read it through.